I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
See, I love a morning show. It's 104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. We're talking about everything going on around the world. We're just talking about hip-hop and the baby and Kanye. And speaking of hip-hop, Jen, did you see CeeLo Green apologize to Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B?
I did. That's good. Sometimes people's comments can be taken out of context. So maybe he didn't mean what he meant when he was talking about Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion's new song. But what do you think? Do you think it was taken out of context? Regardless, I appreciate the apology.
I don't think he should apologize. If that's your opinion,
that's your opinion.
Krista, but I know what it is. I listened to the song. I've watched the video. I like the song.
It's a great song.
Just entertainment. I'm mature enough to understand that it's just entertainment.
Well said.
I don't think the song is going to change the world. You know
no,
what I mean?
It's just fun.
It's just a rap song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I hope everybody is smart enough to understand that that's not the way you're supposed to live your life. That is just entertainment. It's just like watching any movie. You know, we don't take that seriously, so we need to stop acting like everything that a rapper says is gospel and that we need to take it seriously. It's just a rap song. That's it. Come on, Kaya had this. Everybody pop, yo, like this.
Oh.
My
mm-hmm.
neck, my back. Did anybody forget about that? Come on, like.
You're right.
Knock it off.
I know. And I'm tired of hearing our children are going to listen to the song and now they're going to turn up and become prostitutes when they become adults. Listen. That's not true. It's the way you raise your children. You can screen your children's songs, okay? Maybe you should have a better handle on that versus saying Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion is responsible for raising your girls, your young women? No.
They're not the first ones to make a sexually provocative song, and they won't be the last.
They won't. And I'll tell you, when I used to sing lyrics in the car when I was a young little girl, my mom would pop me with the chancla in the face. She's like, don't.
That's why your brain's so scrambled right now.
A little bit. Yes, it's because of the chunk led to the head for singing all those lyrics back in the day.
Listen, folks, we got to stop being silly when it comes to entertainment. It's nothing more than entertainment. Did you know that today was Black Women's Equal Pay Day?
Hey, let's applaud that. That's a good thing. Every Black woman out there asked for a raise today.
Really, Jen?
Yes.
In the middle of a pandemic. You want people to get fired, huh?
Do people get raises during a pandemic? Is that a thing?
No.
I wonder that. Is anyone getting a raise or promotion right now? Please call us up, 312-729-1043. I want to know.
That is not going to happen.
Okay.
Definitely ain't getting no raise during this pandemic. You're lucky to have a job during this damn pandemic.
I am thankful for a job. And I know all of us, your friends included, like, I'm blessed, definitely. But are people asking for raises and promotions right now? A part of me just thinks about that. Like, who's asking?
I heard there was some promotions going on and around a certain place. But we ain't going to talk about that right now. All right? See, I love them on the show. It's 104.3 Jams.